Welcome to the Student Union. This is your host, the Chancellor, Pastor Marcus Zill. Coming to you live. Well, sort of live, kind of. Nonetheless, here on the beautiful campus of LCMSU. Welcome, everyone, to this grand opening of the Student Union. The show's been a while in coming since we announced it at the Taboo National Campus Ministry Conference in January. It'll be just a 30-minute show. We'll have a little bit of everything for everyone involved with or interested in campus ministry, most especially for you college students. While it won't be a call-in show, we will take a couple of questions each week, including right now.
What's this? A letter for me.
Okay, well, the first two are kind of plants while we get this thing rolling. The first question is, why a radio show? And why call it the Student Union? Well, simply put, we wanted a way to keep together everyone between our conferences and everything else that we're doing through LCMSU. We thought that even though we're on a variety of college campi, that this would be a great place to start. Plus, you can download it, listen to it whenever you want. Student Union is the hub of activity on any campus. It's a place to meet, talk, hang out, get to know people. So as LCMSU develops, we figured, hey, we should have our own Student Union. Secondly, why am I calling myself the Chancellor? Well, besides the fact that I am admittedly a bit of a dork.
What a strange person.
There actually is a reason, and it ties into the strategic master plan for LCMSU, which I look forward to revealing this fall. It will make perfect sense, though, and it will be fun at the same time. But for now, I'm just going to let you sit on that one. The bottom line with this show is that over time, we will share campus ministry ideas, talk about the issues that matter to you most on campus, discuss the theology behind it all, and have a little fun, too. We'll have a mix of interviews of students, campus ministry workers, speakers at our conferences, a variety of LCMS staff, and a lot of people with a special background on timely topics. But since this is the very first show, it's only fitting to give a bit of credit where credit's due. Many thanks to everyone at KFUO, new director Gary Duncan, program director Andy Bates, countless others, but most especially my good friend Craig D'Onofrio, who's taught me everything that I know about radio in a short amount of time, in spite of my skill level or lack thereof, and whether or not I remember any of it or not. Craig is simply the best. He's got a great attitude, too.
No, no thanks are necessary, my good man. I was just doing my duty.
Yeah, thanks, Craig. Bottom line is, if I get anything right, it's probably due to him. And if I don't, well, it's on me. Not going to lie, this is a pretty complex thing to navigate as I sit here in the LCMSU administrative office down in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and look at all these sorts of gadgets and buttons and cords. Craig prepared me for this, too.
Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself.
Thanks also to LCMS President Harrison for his help putting campus ministry back into the synodical structure, and also to Reverend Bart Day, the Executive Director of the Office of National Mission, without whom none of this would be possible. That, of course, is something he reminds me of every day. Thanks, boss, for your measurable support of campus ministry. Here's hoping I make you proud.
I'll earn my pay one way or the other.
And last, but not least, thanks also to everyone in LCMSU Nation for waiting patiently for the show to get kick-started, and especially for all that you do on your local campuses and at your local congregations. All campus ministry is local, and I will certainly never forget that. But as far as the show goes, we finally do have this going now, and just in time to work out the kinks before everyone heads back to school this fall. Speaking of getting things started, it's time for our very first interview. Hey. We are here on this very first edition of the Student Union with Caitlin Jandereski. Caitlin, how are you doing?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me.
Now, I got your name right, correct? I was thinking it's not Jandahuski or Jandereski or Jandereski. It's Jandereski, right?
Yes, that's perfect.
I'm not really good with these Latino names. But no, actually,
Polish here.
Well, it's great to have you with us. You are the very, very, not only the first guest here on the Student Union, but also the first student. It was very important to us to make sure that because this program is for students, we want it to be primarily for students and those in college, as well as those that have an interest in college. But very first thing, I wanted to make sure we had a student on, and you're the first one. How does that make you feel?
Woo! It makes me feel like this is a big deal for a small-town girl like me.
Well, you know, I don't know. We were Facebooking about something, and I said, hey, you want to... It was on a whim, but you've been nothing but a real trooper since I had a chance to meet you at probably Unwrapped and also at Taboo and saw you at the March for Life in D.C., and maybe we'll talk about that here in a little bit. Knew that you were a trooper and figured that you'd be a great guinea pig for the very first time that I ever did this. So thanks.
You can only go up from here.
Well, and that's because I got a lot to learn. I'm sure you're going to be great. But Caitlin, it's great to have you here. For the sake of everybody else out there listening and LCMSU Nation out there, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, where you go to school, some of those kinds of things.
All right. I'm from a map dot in the thumb of Michigan called Bad Axe.
Bad Axe. Did I hear that right? I want to make sure I get this correct.
Yes. Axe, like a hatchet.
I imagine people mess that up and play with that a little bit, huh?
Yes, a lot of people say, hey, you know, my kids are around. And I say, I'm not.
I would never do that. So anyway, so you're from Bad Axe, Michigan, and you go to school where?
At Central Michigan University, which, self-explanatory, is in the central of Michigan.
Yeah, that'd be pretty competitive with Western Michigan University if they called themselves a sort of Western Michigan University or something
like that.
Right,
they want to do that,
So, and it's the home of the Chippewas, right?
Right, fire up Chips.
Well, excellent. What are you studying?
I have a major in family studies.
Good.
Yeah. And a minor in journalism.
Okay. And what is your interest? What is your interest in journalism? That's certainly great to hear.
Right. I just love writing. I have a big passion for it, and I needed to sign a minor, and I said I might as well sign it in something that I love. So that's how that came about, I've enjoyed it ever since.
Well, that's fantastic. We certainly need a lot of good writers. I know that I am constantly amazed that the wordsmithing and creative use of language that goes on that has such an impact on us, and I don't think we even realize how, you know, words mean things, like speaking of pro-life or pro-choice and why one group chose the certain language to brand themselves and others. The power of words is really a rather remarkable thing.
Yeah, and I've realized that a lot since I've gotten into the major and have done writing on the side and editing. And I think it is very important. And, you know, I said if I could go back and redo everything, I would probably make journalism my other major. I'd probably double major with it just because it is that important.
And what is your interest in terms of family studies? That's what kind of things, what do you hope to do someday?
I guess my aspiration since a freshman would be to study at the seminary, and get a master's in deaconess studies. And I've also done a lot of, to me, really cool things with my major already, such as I've been volunteering at a pregnancy center. It was a pro-life pregnancy center, and that really expanded, you know, a whole bunch on what we were talking about on raising a family and how important that just is. And so that is one of my interests also, is the importance of children in a family.
Well, you know, and that's an important topic for us these days with the advent of gay marriage and, of course, all the various life issues that are out there. You know, one of the things that I've always, you know, tried to talk to when I was a campus pastor, talking to a lot of the young gals on campus is, you know, there's not a whole lot, there aren't a whole lot of places on a college campus where people are really trying to help form you as a young woman in terms of, growing and getting married and having a family and raising children. And it almost seems, have you noticed that it almost seems on a college campus that these things are almost taboo? Because why would you want to get married and have kids and, or God forbid, stay at home and spend time with them?
Ooh, nice play on words there with taboo. Yeah, I totally agree. I think America itself is a very individualistic country, and we are all striving, man or woman, to be the best in our field, the best in our ability. And I think a lot of us kind of forget that family is also important. It's not, oh, you know, she's going to stay at home and take care of the kids now, so she's not as important as, you know, the dad that's going out and working or the other lady that chooses to not have a family.
Well, kudos for you for doing that, and I think you'll make a great deaconess if that's where you end up going after you graduate.
Well, thank you.
Speaking of which, so you're going to be a senior. Do I have that right?
Yes.
And tell us about, you've been at Central Michigan for 3 years now. Tell us tell us about your LCMSU, your campus ministry group there in Mount Pleasant.
Right. That it is absolutely fantastic. And no, I wasn't paid to say that or anything just because I'm on LCMSU radio.
Well, I probably wouldn't have invited you on if you actually were going to trash talk your own campus ministry.
Yeah. That would have looked bad.
Yeah,
but
that wouldn't
okay.
have been so hot.
No, truly, truly. LCMSU at Central Michigan has been nothing but a blessing. When the culture and the world and people on our own campus and my own roommates are telling me to go against God's word and not, you know, straight out saying that, but in their actions and things they believe, it is always good to have a campus pastor to go and talk to deliver you the word and sacraments, not just on Sunday mornings, but also throughout the entire school year, any weeknight that you guys can go get together and talk. It's really been a blessing.
And it's an interesting setup here. At Central Michigan University, there's actually almost kind of two churches. You have the town church, Zion Lutheran Church, where mm-hmm. Pastor Jonathan Baker is now. And he has been the campus pastor there for probably, I don't know, 8-9 years or something like that. And I know his wife works really closely with the international students, and she does a great job too, Anne. But he's now moved over from Christ the King Chapel. It's kind of like a dual parish kind of situation where you've got Zion as kind of the mother church, and Pastor Baker has now moved over and as the senior pastor there. But then they have always had, whether it was a vicar or in this case with Pastor Baker, and now I got to make sure I get his name right because I worked really hard on your name because you know, you can't screw these things up. Pastor Ben Uladalen. Did I get that right?
Yes. Perfect. And I think so.
He was just ordained and installed. That had to be kind of a fun opportunity for fellowship and an uplifting thing for everybody there in Mount Pleasant.
Yeah, it was my first ordination service I've ever been to, and it was probably one of the most beautiful church services also.
Well, that's great. And he I understand he's right out of the seminary. He's right from the Fort Wayne Seminary. He just graduated and got placed there as a candidate, which is a little bit unusual. Most times in campus ministry, people are called once they're kind of out in the field for a little bit. I'm still kind of bummed. I had told Pastor Baker up until about 2 days before that service, I was hoping to sneak in there and surprise everybody, but I couldn't make it work. I did get a chance to go to another campus ministry ordination and installation the very next weekend, which was back in late June down at the University of Arizona. And so I felt kind of bad because here I am posting pictures of myself at a pool resort while I'm chilling.
And everybody up in Michigan is going, oh, yeah, okay, we see how it is. You got to understand, yeah. It was like 115 degrees or something ridiculous, so it wasn't that great. But it's a true joy to get these campus ministry workers into the field, in this case, two pastors. Of course, we have vicars that serve in campus ministry. We have deaconesses. You could end up being a campus ministry deaconess someday. You never know. There are a lot of DCEs, a lot of lay people, all sorts of people that are doing wonderful things in terms of giving support to campus ministry. And Central Michigan University and your LCMSU chapter there is certainly one of the flagships that we have in the Synod. And so it's great to have a chance not only to have you on, but also to highlight everything going on there at Central Michigan. And many kudos to Pastor Baker for many, many years and the people at Zion for continuing to provide for the campus ministry and making sure that it continues. And so we look forward to working with you, Pastor Baker, who I'm sure you'll still get to see, as well as Pastor Ulladullin going forward. Now, you mentioned that you have had a chance in your family studies major, and I know I've met you at the Taboo and Unwrapped conferences, but I also had a chance to see you at the March for Life last January. Was that your first time? That was my first time.
It was my first time ever being at any March for Life, and it was pretty awesome.
What made it so awesome? What really stood out to you?
Right. Well, like I said, I volunteered at a pro-life pregnancy center, but that was after this pro-life march. And the pro-life march was kind of the start of me actually realizing why I'm pro-life, I had always, if anyone would ask me, I'd been like, yeah, I'm pro-life. Like, yeah, have your children, duh. But after the pro-life march and seeing just kind of how big of a problem it is and how much it affects women if they have an abortion and how much mercy they are in need of, and how badly they are still hurting, and for women that and people that just don't respect life at all, and knowing that it is still a big issue even though it's not a typical conversation that comes up a lot of the time. So getting to be in DC and see that movement and sit in the conference and learn just why we believe what we believe was very humbling and very educational.
I'll tell you, know what was humbling to me? The thing above anything else that stood out to me was how many young people were there. Just absolutely blew my mind. I've known that this is a young person's issue, but I would say at least a third, maybe 40-50% of everybody there was under the age of 30.
Right.
Doesn't that give you hope?
It gives me a lot of hope for our future. And
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love old people, but I'd rather see more young people than old people, because it tells us that we're going in the right direction.
Right. Very true.
Well, Caitlin, I got a couple questions for you, because you're going to be a senior, and so I figure you're seasoned. You know, there's a lot of you're now a veteran at this college thing. You're just getting ready to start your senior year. We've got a lot of students that are getting ready. They just finished their senior year in high school, and they're freaking out, thinking about going to college and all the things that are going to face them when they make that move. Any tips or ideas or thoughts that you might have to get any of our incoming freshmen out there as they make that leap and go off to college?
Number one, never, ever take history of modern philosophy. It is a mistake. Back away from the computer if you're thinking of signing up for that class. In all seriousness.
That was not the first thing that I was going to expect to hear, but that's great. So a pox on the history of modern philosophy.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, if you're anything like me, it's not going to go well. Okay. But anyways. Right.
Any other thoughts?
Yeah. I would say a lot of people, I would say trust the process. A lot of people have an idea of what college should be like, what they should get out of it, and what they should do. And in my time, I've learned that things never or rarely ever go according to plan. And sometimes you're going to get the job you applied for. Sometimes you're not, though. And sometimes you're going to marry that cute guy from your English class. But, you know, a lot of the time you're not going to marry him. And there's just a lot of changes that you don't expect. But just know and trust and pray that whatever road God takes you down, it will be blessed by his mercy and grace, as he has already proven that he cares for you by sending his son. And my other, probably my third thing of advice would, this sounds kind of like it's been said before, but go to church, keep in communication with your home pastor, or your campus pastor, or both, and know that the Lord calls you there not to kind of be a killjoy on Sunday mornings or to ruin your Friday night plans, but because he cares for you and he wants you to be protected in his word.
That's well said. So to summarize your advice, don't go to modern philosophy class, go to church.
Yes, there we go.
No, in all seriousness, I mean, ultimately, when we talk about campus ministry and, you know, not a lot of our listeners out there might, some of our students may not have the benefit of having a campus ministry like you're privileged and blessed to enjoy there in Mount Pleasant. But you can still go to church. You can still hear God's word. And when it comes right down to it, that's precisely what you need during this pivotal and transitional time in your life. Well, Caitlin, go right ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, I know I have a lot of friends, Lutheran friends that go to colleges that don't have churches right on campus. And a lot of them get rides from congregation members that they just met, like, that first week. So maybe even talking to your pastor and saying, hey, I don't have a way to get to church on Sunday. Do you know of anyone that could give me a ride? And I know it sounds kind of like you're really putting yourself out there, but in the long run, it is very important. And nobody's going to think anything of it too much or think it's weird or whatever you're afraid of.
No, absolutely. I mean, in our congregations out there, LCMS churches, even if they don't have a full-blown campus ministry, and campus ministries come in all sorts of sizes and varieties. But the bottom line is that the people of God are the people of God. And so stand up for yourself. If you don't have a ride and don't have a way to get there, tell people that. Let it be known. And anyways, Caitlin, it is a true joy to have you with us for this first program. Thanks for putting up with me. Thanks for putting up with me. And God willing, in the going down the line, maybe I'll have you back in a year or two and I'll actually know what I'm doing.
Oh, you are doing great.
All right.
Keep it up.
Well, thanks, Caitlin. You have a great summer, and we'll look forward to seeing you down the line, okay?
Awesome. Take care.
Okay.
God bless.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. Since this is the first show and many of you are going to be heading off to college soon, in addition to Caitlin's tips, since this is your first time for some of you, here's a few others. First, enjoy this awesome time in your life. What a gift it is to go off to school with big ideals, newfound freedom. Of course, it can be a bit scary. I know. Trust me. Kind of know how you feel, especially right now. I'm doing a radio program for the first time. Yikes. There's a lot more that can be said, but here are just five additional tips. First, don't forget who you are, and most especially whose you are in Christ. You are a baptized child of God. That is your identity, no matter what you do in life or what your vocational interests are. Secondly, remember that you're at college primarily to be a student. There will be all sorts of things to take part of and plenty of groups to join. But there's no rush. Anything worth doing right away will still be available to you in a few weeks when you got your bearings. It'll take time to get used to your new environment, and you really don't want to get overcommitted. Trust me on that. Third, dare to think. Not everything you will hear at college will be the truth, or will even be helpful. And yeah, some of it may actually be quite damaging to your well-being. So be careful. And be discerning. Fourth, those you meet early on will have a huge influence on the rest of your college days. So be discerning there too. Choose your friends wisely. And finally, the most important thing you can do, and Caitlin mentioned this, is to get involved as early as possible at a local LCMS campus ministry or congregation.
You can find out where all of our LCMSU chapters are at our website, lcmsu.org. Remember, when you go to a new place, it may not feel like home right away, even at a new church. But remember, home is ultimately where Christ is present for you.
Well, that should about do it. Here on the first edition of LCMSU, as they say...
Well, when you, I say, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for joining us on this grand opening here in the Student Union. We'll look forward to meeting you here again. Hey, how about the same time right here next week?
Yeah.
In the meantime, learn more about LCMSU at lcmsu.org. And of course, you can download all the archives of the Student Union at kfuo.org. No rush yet, though, of course, as this is kind of the first program. Wherever you go to school, we look forward to having you join us right here. And remember, college students, God's blessings on your time of transition. College is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help.